Nearly a dozen agencies contributed to the 164-page report, which lays much of the blame on the Wisconsin State Patrol. It says patrol administrators didn't readily recognize the extent of the backup that happened on February 6th and 7th. Brigadier General Donald Dunbar of Wisconsin's National Guard presented the report. He says as night fell upon the stranded motorists, communications became sporadic among the agencies, and a lack of initiative and leadership cost valuable time in responding to the backup.
This wasn't a debacle, but we should have handled it better. But I don't see where it's fair pinning on one person's shoulders. Any individual you want to point to, there were other people who could have helped connecting dots, increased overall situational awareness.
Dunbar says recommendations include closing highways in similar circumstances and reviewing and improving emergency operations center procedures. He says the National Guard and state emergency management officials have been ordered to develop an exercise of law enforcement agencies to improve response time and procedures. Governor Jim Doyle requested the report. He agrees with its findings and says its recommendations will be implemented as quickly as possible.
What we have are people who were terribly inconvenienced and went through a very, very bad night, and I apologize to those people, and we simply have to, the State Patrol, Office of Emergency Management, just have to be able to respond better, not to have that happen again.
The report does praise Dane and Rock County officials for their road crew's commitment to helping motorists through the night. No one was seriously hurt in the backup, which began when several semi-trucks got stuck on the snowy highway. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.